Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is Amin Muhammad stepping in for Brother Akbar today for a few minutes. Inshallah, this is the message of concern. This is where we want to remove all racial images from worship. Remove all racial images from worship and remove that Caucasian Christ scourge from our life, that evil scourge from our life, that the slave master manipulated us into serving. Very cowardly, very deceitful. So we want to always continuously delve into ways that we could save ourselves, our posterity, our children, from the evil of that Caucasian Christ. Alhamdulillah. So they knew that was a psychological death trap that they was putting us in as a people after we were so-called freed from slavery. And then we entered into the church. We entered into the church and we entered into a more deceitful form of slavery, bowing down to the white man, the Caucasian man, as God. So, alhamdulillah, we, through the blessing of Imam W.D. Muhammad, when Allah gave him to us, alhamdulillah, he was able to focus on that evil, focus on that very detrimental, diabolic idea that Caucasian Christ, that blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus, make him God in our lives. So many of our people fell for that. I remember as a child growing up, our people, the older people, had this in their lives, A lot of us actually knew it was very wrong, because we rebelled. But how can you rebel against a whole overwhelming system that was bent on degrading us and deceiving us as a people, with this huge lie, huge diabolical lie. And it still operates. Alhamdulillah. Just a second, please. Alhamdulillah, I'm sorry. I'm dealing with another situation. All praise be to Allah. All praise be to Allah for coming to us. All praise be to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. All praise be to Allah for the Imam W.D. Muhammad. All praise be to Allah for the whole Islamic movement that came to us. Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah. So, alhamdulillah. So if somebody wants to come on into the queue, want to say something, go ahead. I hear somebody coming in, you want to say something, come on in. This is, you know, we need all the knowledge we can get, all the help we can get. Praise be to Allah. All right. Yeah. So all praise be to Allah and making us the chosen people. We are the people. We are the people who Allah has designated to remake the world. Remake the world. You know, bring all the evil stuff, the irreligious evil stuff to a close and remake the world. This is what Almighty God Allah has designated for us. If we recognize it, we recognize that we are the chosen. We are the chosen ones because of the amount of degradation, slavery, indecency, how they did us, indecency, treated us like we weren't even human. You know what I mean? And we still want to be good people. That's what we want to be. We still want to be righteous. We want to still want to have taqwa. Taqwa. You see, no matter what, no matter what. It's not going to make us drunk, you know, because that the things in the past happened to us, you know, it's not going to make us give up faith and hope and, you know, a situation where we'll go back into the grave, the crime, debauchery, and alcoholism, and drug addiction, and prostitution. We're not going to do that, inshallah. 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 No, no. We're going to tell the world, in spite of all that happened, here we are. In spite of all that happened, in spite of all these things happened to us, we are still saying, Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest. God is the greatest. Nothing greater than Almighty God Allah. You know, and we're going to serve him. We're going to serve him. And we're going to represent him, Almighty God Allah on earth. That's what we're going to do. And show everybody the glory of Almighty God Allah. Praise be to Allah. So if anybody wants to say something, come on in if you want to. Praise be to Allah. But it's because it's enough for all of us. All of us. Praise be to Allah. Remove all racial images of worship. We don't have images. We don't have idols. We don't have nothing that is representing Allah. Nothing. We shall not bow down to any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above the, or in the earth. Alhamdulillah. We got that. You know, they asked after the prophet went into the Kaaba and destroyed 300 and something visible idols, pieces of nothing. He went in there and he said, now bow down to the one that you can't see. Bow down to the one. Have faith in your heart. Let it come into your heart. Bow down to the one that you can't see. You know, that is Allah. That is Allah. Almighty God. Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, I'll pray. So this Blog Talk Radio show has been conducted mainly by Sister Daya and Brother Akbar for over 3 years now. They've been doing a great, magnificent job of delivering the message every single day, except maybe one day. You know, praise. They have been delivering the message. They've been doing this for like 3 years. All praise to Allah. I got to do this right. I'm trying to go home from the market and broadcast. these cars are coming fast. Praise be to Allah. We have now, we have Sister Claire Muhammad, stemschool.com. Sister Claire Muhammad,
I'm sorry.
Muhammad, stem school. No problem, no problem. You want to say something?
Oh, no, all right, sorry, all right.
Did you want to say something? Okay, great. All right, brother. So we have Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. Okay, Brother Akbar. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Akbar.
Walaikum assalam. How you doing, Brother Amen?
Yeah. Good.
Thank you,
brother. Allah, brother.
I just got back from seeing my youngest daughter. Just got back and seeing her. And I had you know, this daughter here, I didn't recognize that my daughter until they gave me the DNA test and found out she was my daughter by my first wife. So my first wife kept that secret to one mind. So, but anyway, I found out she was, she's still about 70 miles out. But I went and seen her today. And she's a Christian, and I told her what my belief was. So then I come back and did a little bit while now I'm at home. Alhamdulillah.
Praise be to Allah. Okay, let me deal with something else right now, and I'll be back on the line in just a second. Go ahead, brother.
Umali Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilah ni Muhammad Rasulullah. We openly bear witness and we testify that there's no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He is the one who lived and he never died. He is one who has planted here on this earth to test us and to see which one worthy of a prize, a great reward, a great, a better life than this next life. And that's why this life comes to you. So all praise are due to Allah. We're here on this Blog Talk radio station to clear up the lies that have been given to us about God and about Jesus and all the other lies that have been told about Santa Claus and Easter and all the things that have been given to us to break. And these names, whether we recognize them or not, is to bring about inferiority. What they have done for us in inferiority, because it's an inferior people that don't support each other. To have an opportunity to support each other and don't do it, it's an inferior people. And what have caused the inferior, what have caused separate us from what the rest of the world got, is inferiority. And the inferiority comes from holding an image up as God. No book supports an image of God. But yet that is taught throughout America and throughout most of the islands in the world. God is Jesus Christ. He carried a cross to Calvary, meaning he carried our burden. All nothing but a lie that have brought about inferiority to a people, to us. And the only way we can correct this is get rid of the pagan idea out of religion. And once we get the pagan idea out of religion, we can see each other as human beings rather than color. Because nowhere in the scripture God say he made a white man or a black man. You can't find that in no books. God never called us black people. He said we were made out of black stinking mud. But still, that he was talking about all people. So all of us made out of black stinking mud. So that what that means? That we are all equal. In God, I say. We all have a chance to receive and get into paradise by God's permission. But first we have to use these ears in our minds and our hearts and realize that there ain't nothing deserved to be worshipped besides God. If we fail to do that, we become the biggest loser. An African American is the biggest loser because every gold mine in America, African Americans support it. They support every gold mine in America except their own. Why? Because when people have been over you so long and they don't want to let you go, they had to come up with lie after lie that can control you. And they control you by putting you in their schools. The public school is not a school that represents African-American people. It represents the lies that are being kept by Caucasian people to give us. School represents. Because if they cared anything about the public school and about us, they would never took all the trades out of the school. They would never took out plumbing, electrician, and carpentry, being mechanic. All these things people must have if they drive a car, if they want a house, if their pipes are leaking. You need all those men or people to do that kind of work. And they the one that doing all that kind of work. They don't want you to call yourself nothing. They just want you to depend on them for everything. I don't care if it's Amazon, I don't care if it's Amazon, or Walmart, or Sam Club, all the rest of them. All of them is set up and designed for you to come in there and spend your money and keep your mouth shut. They just locked up a woman yesterday in Walmart. Locked the wrong woman up. Locked up. This happened over and over again in Walmart. But you love Walmart. You don't love that you can have a Walmart that you create. You ain't trying to do that. You ain't trying to create no school that will help you advance in this world. You satisfied with the school, the nursery. You put your child in the racial nursery with Caucasian people who hate you because of your color, who've been trained to hate you through religion because of your color. They call people in our color curse people. God don't call us that, but that's what they say in the Bible. We are cursed people. Our blackness is a curse on us. Now, God said everything he created is good. But they want to put that label on you. Look what they did to the Muslims. First thing they want, the major thing they want to say about Muslims, that we terrorists. Anybody that stand up against what's wrong in America, they got a label to put on you that make the people hate you. You're a terrorist. They said the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teach hate. And what they said about Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But they never said that the Ku Klux Klan teaching hate. They always compare you with the Ku Klux Klan. Say you ain't no better than the Ku Klux Klan. Never said that the Ku Klux Klan teach hate. But it, by them saying that we teach hate as Muslims, there's no evidence that we took somebody out their home and burned and nailed the children to a cross of the man and the wife, and that's lynched them, raped them, and then killed them. There's no record of us doing that, but they got that kind of record of doing that to innocent African people, especially if there's a man who spoke up who was cheated. If he was cheated, if he was a sharecropper, and he complained about he didn't get all his money, the next night they would come, Ku Klux Klan, and drag him out and hang him, rape his wife, shoot his children. And you're going to tell me they you're going to pair that with the Nation of Islam? In the Nation of Islam, we were told not to even carry a penknife. But they can paint the picture. They've been calling the shots. And they bring down whoever they want to, or they bring up whoever they want to. That have been their forte. That has been what they have done with their news. They're the Jews over there killing the Palestinian people for nothing. As soon as the Palestinians fight back, they're a bunch of terrorists. Huh? They're a bunch of anti-Jews. Soon as the Palestinians fight back and not turn their cheek, they ready to call them everything but the child of God to make people hate them. This country, America, and the Jews have been the best on putting labels on somebody. They put a label on Dr. King. Said Dr. King was a terrorist. He was a communist. He was working for the Communist Party. What made them set in? One day, Mr. King, Dr. King, was walking down the street, and a person who had to be a communist waved and spoke to Dr. King, and by him being a human being, he waved and spoke back. That there gave them the picture to draw him as a communist. So, brother, nobody gonna love us until we love ourselves. As long as we spending our money away from each other, giving to the very people who don't need it, who gonna take that money that we give them and wreck our life with, make our life miserable. And that's exactly what they're doing. All these African Americans don't have no job, sleeping out on the streets. That they tell a lie. They said that the Army and the Marines and Navy is fighting for our freedom. That ain't nothing but a lie. A bald-faced lie. Where the evidence at? People can come here from Ukraine. They can come here from London, Paris, get on a plane, come by boat, come by ship, plane, however they come. And get off them planes and go move right into a brand new, a nice home. They can get food stamps. They can get tax deductible, everything. We've been here 400 years, and they refused to give us anything like that. When we were trying to be farmers, we were trying to be grow our own food, they came and burned them up. They came and destroyed them. They came and took the land from many of our people, still doing it. They supported all the Caucasian farmers, but they wouldn't give the African-American farmer not one penny. You're going to tell me these people are people that fair and honest and just, and you're going to call them white people? God called them evil people. God called them people who was like Pharaoh people. And we ain't saying nothing. Long as they ain't kill your son, or they ain't kill our son, most of us ain't saying nothing. Won't get with no organization like SCLC. Won't make no noise, but we talk and we try to teach each other to deal. But when it comes of us helping, making the world better, we quiet. We talking about, I'm a Muslim. I ain't fooling with those Christians. I'm better than they. That's Pharaoh again. That's Pharaoh exercising his right to do nothing. So praises be to Allah. All that image that we have of ourselves is coming down. And when it comes down, love going to come up. Well, we love each other. Because one thing I said about the Nation of Islam, we were forced. We loved each other until the infiltrators came among us. Imam said when he came into office, they came into office too, not to advance the community, to hold the community at bay. And all the communities Imam Wahdi Muhammad or the Honorable Elijah Muhammad started off, they've been held a bait. Many of them went out of business. Went up, closed the school down. So this has been a plot and plan of the FBI and those who working with the FBI to do so. And Allah said he's not going to change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. Being suspicious of each other. Bite, bite. Won't fuse to work. Fuse to stand up with each other. Huh? Now that people don't want even knowledge, Imam W.D. Muhammad. And you're going to go and sit in their masjid and their place of worship and tell the people, you too following Imam W.D. Muhammad when they ain't following W.D. Muhammad. Mawlid Muhammad was no man. He never asked us to worship him. He asked us to worship Allah. He said, and worship Allah and support Prophet Muhammad. May God Allah peace and blessings be upon him. He said that was his leader. These people said that they follow Prophet Muhammad and they don't follow him nowhere but into the bank when they get these poor African Americans for money. Now they got all the African Americans dressed like they Arabs. Look like they just left the desert with all them long dresses on. Look like they just come from going to the desert. Huh? They ain't open no schools. They ain't talking about supporting a business. We got a business of soap. Nobody who want about most people still got tired and cheering they African, the Muslims still got tired. And cheer in their house. They don't use the Muslim brand of clothes cleaning. They don't use that. And you're going to tell me they following Prophet Muhammad? They following Imam Wahdi Muhammad? Or are they just actors and phonies like the world done made most of our people to be? That's actors pretending that they care and don't give a penny, don't give nothing. Don't give them no, just act like they praying. Huh? They say they praying, but they're not helping the community of Imam Wahdi Muhammad, of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or the community of Prophet Muhammad grow at all. Those Arabs in the East have dropped the ball. They have dropped the ball. They are no more like Prophet Muhammad. They ain't following what Prophet Muhammad left for them. And he said they weren't going to do it. And he said they all went to sleep. And doggone it, they all sleep. If we can't see that, you try to go hard now. You know, ran the price up. And then you get over there on hard. They are like they the king of that earth over there. So, brother, ain't nobody going to love us until we love us. And Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our heart that bond our hearts with each other. We gotta put down the selfishness that this world done gave us. The imam, some of them are so selfish. They won't support mosques. They won't support anything mosques is supporting and trying to do. They won't support Sister Claire Muhammad School. But they said they love Prophet Muhammad. They say they love, and many of them now, and these major masjid, they ain't saying nothing about Imam Wahdi Muhammad. The majority of them, they look for a sheikh. They always bragging on some sheikh that they don't come into contact with. And Imam told us not to use sheikh and use the Samir. He told us not to use that. A meal, whatever you call it. Told us not to use them terminology. Explain to us why. All we got to do, go back into tape. He told us to wear a suit. So we're going to stand in front of the people and give them a cook bar. Wear a suit and tie. Huh? No, we want to dress like an Arab. We want to dress like we just left the desert, got off a camel. Huh? And many of these so-called Muslims, they die and they be or something. They look like my Prophet Muhammad. They ain't mean as hell on each other. Huh? So let's wake up. Let's this Rock Talk Radio Station is to get rid of racism no matter where it's at. Is it a Muslim? Is it a Jew or Christian? Is to get rid of racism. And the reason we have made no progress, we are racing against ourselves. So this Block Talk Radio Station here tonight to clean up the mess that we've been given, to change the hearts and minds of those people that we love. I had an opportunity to talk to my daughter today, explain to her. I told her, I'm not here to make her believe anything, but I told her what we believe in, that we pray five times a day, that we believe in one God. We love Jesus, but he was a man. We ain't going to pray to no man. And Jesus never told nobody to pray to him. He never told nobody to get down on it. If you're going to pray to God, the best way to pray to God is the way we do, get down on your knees. All the prophets got down and prayed on their face. Huh? So Jesus got down on his face and prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, watch me, I pray. You think God would tell you that? Huh? Then we as African-American Muslims had a picture of a man talking about he's not the Farad Muhammad. He's God, but he's reading a book. God don't need to read no book. God knows everything. But this is the picture, and this is the picture we're given to, and that was temporarily. That's to wake us up, made us think. And this man is lighter than most Caucasian, Master Farrar. And Imam said, Imam gave his janazah, Master, the one calling Master Farrar. He knows they were good friends. But he could come out and change that like he didn't come out and change. But what I'm saying is this, so we've been tricked into slavery, and now they try to trick us out of there. But the people that came along, the tricks, they was keeping us stagnant, falsehood, giving us false hope. That's what some of these imams are doing. They ain't giving nothing materialized. They ain't talking about building no school, no hospital. They ain't talking about motivating the people to go into business. What kind of men and women we are? We got to send our wives to work for a Caucasian man. Our children go to school for 15 years and then tell them to go get a job from a Caucasian man. What kind of people would do that? What kind of free people would do that? What kind of free people who have really truly fear God and believe that God is in charge at all time and all seasons? What kind of people would send their wives and their daughter or their children back to the people that brought us here? And that's what we do. That's what the Matthew is teaching. They're teaching all this holy stuff about Prophet Muhammad, but never give them no incentive to go into business. No incentive. Never. Well, the truth got to be told. We're going to tell the truth even just ourselves. The truth got to be told. So anybody else got anything to say, please come to the mic and don't match one, come in the queue, or come get the mic and say it yourself. So all praise is due to Allah. We're here because Allah has created us, and he wants us to be successful. We can't be successful waiting on people who think that God gave them to you for the mystery.
Yeah.
My wife wants
to. Assalamu alaikum. The Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. I bear witness that there's no God but Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between, creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of prophets. I just wanted to mention that we're not getting on here on the Blog Talk Radio show to blaspheme anybody. We want to keep that straight because sometimes people will get a misunderstanding, misinterpret what you say. And we're not getting on here to talk against ourselves and to talk against each other. What we are doing, we are talking about the causes of this and what led this on for us to be against each other and to talk about each other and put each other down instead of uniting, okay? And that's our emphasis and our focus is what they want to focus on, are the ones who's the cause of this whole thing. You know, there's a beginning and there's an ending. We're talking back from the beginning what happened that caused us ourselves to separate ourselves from each other and not to be able to be not to be able to unite ourselves so that we can bring about a change from what it was when it started us to be like this. Because it says, you know, it reads that when, like, from the beginning, so was it was from the beginning, and now it would be the same from the beginning as it was before. You know, the ending is not going to be that way. The ending is not going to be that way because we're going to do what they call a reform. We're going to do revision. And I'm sorry, I had some mental work done, so I don't keep missing at the bottom and make cause me to be a slurred speech, but I'll pronounce as best I can. Pray that you understand what I'm saying. But anyway, because I'm talking a little fast, I guess, because, you know, when you hear things that you want to really get out and explain it clearer so that the ones who don't know will understand where we're coming from and what's being said, you know, and the reason for it. So we're not bashing each other. We do admit there are some of us amongst us who can do much better than what they are doing being in leadership. But so as it is in any other thing, you know, the leaders are the ones who are fighting for, power, you know, fighting for power. So they will say things against each other. So that same thing happens, I guess, in a lot of different occasions and in a lot of different ways and situations. But like they say, when you have sisters and brothers and our families may be far apart, some of them, but if somebody, and we are bigger amongst ourselves, amongst each other, but let somebody else come in, you know, and try to cause us a fight amongst ourselves. We'll be on them like white on rice, you know, and we'll forever be saying it's not going to happen. We're not going to let it happen. So we still love each other. We love each other in our own ways. All of our different rainbow colors and our opinions, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and everybody's opinion should be respected, even if you don't agree with it. But then there's a strategy you use and a way you go about clearing it up and explaining and talking about it, talking it out, working it out, instead of making it seem like we're all negative and bashing each other. You know, well, it's not really that. It may come out that way to sound like that to somebody who doesn't really know what's really going on or wasn't there when, you know. So I pray that those you on the line for the first time will enjoy what you're hearing as far as knowledge. And that's what we're supposed to do, share the knowledge that we have, share wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we pray to Allah to bless us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that we can be able to express ourselves, explain ourselves, understand what we're saying so that we can project it and pass it on to others then too. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam. Thank you. So we're here to destroy all racism, all images, even personality worship. So all praises to Allah, the cherished thing of the world. Excuse me. So all praises are due to Allah. So we got one in the queue. Everybody else want, got anything they would like to say? All they got to do is raise their hand up. We are bringing the we're bringing push one in the queue. Come on. and we will see it and we'll cut your mic on. We're here to get rid of the problem of racism, no matter where it's at. If it says personality worship, we know a lot of other people, they worship their leaders, and they should respect their leader. But when their leader has been there 5 and 6 years and longer, and there's no progress, there's more regress than progress, then something is wrong. The money keep coming, the people donate, and you never hear you say in the cook box, let's go to this restaurant we own. Never hear you say in the cook box, let's buy this soap. Don't buy no more Cheer and Tide. Buy only our soap. That's not racism. That's blipping ourselves up. That's bringing out, if we done brought every, we done made everybody rich, but ourselves. No, and only reason we don't buy from each other, we jealous, we envy, and that comes from that envy. That comes from racism. It comes from generational racism, of mistreatment of ourselves. That's in us. We must get it out. So all praise due to Allah. So nobody is raising their hand. So I guess I asked our brother Rakib, he got in his name. He would like to say it. Dude, we'll bring him home for 10 minutes. Brother Rakib, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
10 minutes, yes, sir.
We are in a point in history where the prophecies have and are becoming fulfilled. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that one of the last days that we're seeing, we're living, is corruption. Corruption, but the businessmen corrupted, leaders corrupted, and you find within corruption, you find the sincerityness of God is not being practiced or worshiped. You find that the outside is more sincere than the internal. Than the internal side, than the inside. And you find when you treat a building or a house or a car materialistic, being a materialistic value, you find when you treat that materialistic thing better than you treat yourself, you find corruption. And it's only one way to cleanse it. It's only one way to cleanse it. And for religious people, we know, for Muslims especially, we know that Ramadan is a purifier. It's a purifier. We know Hajj purifies. This is a pilgrim. Ramadan is when the holy book was revealed, a Quran, called the Quran. We know this from Christ prophesizing to us about the Quran, Prophet Muhammad. And we find within the book is purityness in it too. But in the book, Allah says that he'll never change his condition of corruption. He never changed his condition of corrupted money or corrupted insight or corrupted minds or corrupted community. He said he'll never change it. He said it never changed. He said that he will only change it if we change the condition of our heart. And majority of us don't think we have a condition. It's normal to be each other's sincere advisors. If it's not Quran and Sunnah, you're not exhausting your brother or sister in the gospel or the Quran, you ain't talking about nothing. And if your words are not being put into action, you're definitely not talking about nothing. And if your sincerity is not enough sincerityness to get the poor people, meaning the youngsters, the youth, you ain't talking about nothing. Because the elder lies already decreed how much foolishness y'all can do, the elders. So we ought to use what Allah blessed us with to get someone behind us. They can utilize the same way for someone else. This is the way of Muhammad. May Allah have peace and blessings be upon him. And we find out that Prophet Muhammad loved the children, sincere to the children, kept it 100. And we found out that the corrupted ones, it was some Muslims who called themselves Muslims at the same time as Prophet Muhammad was calling himself a Muslim. But they was the corruptors. They was the corruptors. Imam Muhammad said, you find corruption at the highest places, the highest places. We don't want to, as a community, as a youthful member of all of my communities, I represent all communities, myself. And and I'm pretty sure that you feel the same way. We don't want to stand still. And I'm pretty sure we're tired of standing still. And we want to move forward. We want to move forward. And we want people to push us to move forward. We want people to help us and push us to move forward so that we can secure and solidify ourselves, and we can solidify our community, and we can solidify our children, because we are the ones, and the youth are the ones who need the help. So I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our leaderships, and I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our leadership to become better leaders. Amen. And to help progress ourselves and our communities. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Well, hold on for a second. I have another speaker. I'm going to yield my other 5 minutes.
Hi, my name is Tay, and I just wanted to say, life goes on, whatever y'all go through, shit gonna happen, stuff gonna go on, but y'all just make sure, y'all just enjoy y'all life and enjoy yourself. Amen. Goodbye. I'm Foxy Tay.
Hey, Foxy Tay.
I'm really on radio.
Peace and blessings. That's my daughter. Assalamu alaikum.
I like a salam.
Okay. Well, you know, because I stayed right there,
and I'm
always right here. I
didn't
get
both
there.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Okay, you got another person. I want to come up and say something, but that's Muhammad. Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. The mic is on. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, yeah, walaikum assalam. Sorry, I had to mute on. And may Allah peace and blessings be on everybody in the queue. Udu billahi min shaitan nirajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu ala ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'd like to thank, you know, Allah as always for blessing us to be here by his permission to do and deliver this message of concern. And we pray Allah that we do not deviate on this message of concern by giving concern to things that no longer a concern. The concern now is we see, because how hard we try, even we have to our own self, bring it back to our own self and realize that the problem that is going on in this world is because those Almighty God Allah has seemed to give the permission, according to our human intellect, to be the ones to stand up and lead the world into all truth and try to bring this to a readiness so that the judgment that Almighty God Allah is making sure that we are ready for it. He's so merciful regardless of what you call yourself, regardless of what you believe in, remember Allah knows that he is God. He knows he is the creator of everything that goes through the minds of any human being. And he knows how Shaitan, the devil, has divided and confused everyone and got them going in circles. And until we break that circle of fear, of confusion, of ignorance, of hatred, there's not going to be no progress. Because this world that we're talking about is also the world that Allah created, and he is the creator of this world. He is in control of it. So on this message of concern, our job is to try to bring it to a level of making sure that all racial, and when we say racial, we mean all people, because of what they call themselves, when they put their individual personal concerns about themselves above the benefit and the love for everybody, then you have a racial influence in your worship to Allah that who's not going to accept it. And we thank Allah very much that we have been forewarned by our leader, Imam War of D. Muhammad. Don't become racially highlighted in your efforts to deliver this message of concern for all of humanity, that there's only one God and Muhammad is his messenger, and that the Shaitan is your open enemy and will try to make you deviate and not think about it or completely forget about it because you'll be engaged in vain talk. Talk that's not going to produce anything except charge the atmosphere with more of confusion and ignorance, etc. So we want everybody to know outside of this queue, since this is not a Christian or Jew or Hindu or whatever you call yourself responsibility. This responsibility right now of the message of concern by all of our human conception and perception seems that Almighty God Allah has put it in the hands of the Muslim slaves, ex-slaves of America. And that's anybody who has been and tasted slavery in America. You are a part of that call, regardless of what you have been labeled as, regardless of what you have been identified as, and regardless of what name you go by. If you have been a slave in building this country here from a big level or been the biggest abuser, then you have the job of delivering this message of concern, that there is nobody better than nobody. There ain't no such thing as a black man, a white man, a yellow man, a brown man, etc. There's no such thing as a Negro, a hunky, a Chinese, a Japanese. These are all schemes of the Shaitan in making us think that we have an individual identity outside of the one that Almighty God Allah has already given his creation. He said, I am creating a Khalifa. We are all Khalifas regardless of what names over these thousands of years that Shaitan has had to label us and divide us with those labels and names and definitions and using words that make us into many types of people when we all are one soul, one creation, one destiny, one creator. We focus, and we know focus is just like a straight line. It's a straight beam or light or direction. It doesn't have a whole lot of different ways. It's straight, unbreakable. You can join in it, but you can't bend it. You can join in it, but you can't break it. So all of us, regardless of what you call yourself, it has been proven by all the men and people Almighty God has rehearsed to you in the books he sent you, in the prophets and messages that he has sent you. You all already know the truth. What you don't know is why you don't believe it, why you don't want to live it, and why you keep letting yourself watch your human being destroy it. For no other reason other than that you're confused. Lost, as Allah says in the Surah Asr of the Quran. There's only one book to follow. There's always been one revelation to follow. There's always been just one God, because of how many gods the human beings have created. We need to spend our time on this mission. The message of concern is to tell everybody that God ain't had no son. God doesn't discriminate. Allah didn't tell us our whole creation is based upon our skin color. And the names that Shaitan has used to divide us. And our job is this message of concern is to teach the world Al-Islam, whether they accept it, reject it, or whatever. You can't tell somebody they a devil and I hate you and you ain't no good the way you've been treated. You can't give them a history about the wrong that they've done and then turn back around and say, you are my brother. Propagate against those who are responsible for this delivery of message of concern. Tell them they are wrong for wanting to go forward without those who disbelieve. That's their freedom. Right now, nobody on this planet Earth is teaching the message of concern. To remove all racial identities that human beings have that has been given to them by the whispers of the shaitan, get it out of your worship to Almighty God Allah, the one creator. Get out of time to even label sideways, from behind, from the back, and imply these nicknames. Use the air. Use the black. Use a hunky. When we get out of this sick language that the world has been taught by Allah's permission to show that we can walk out of the fire of this nasty language where we just burn each other up with it. Each other's heart with it. This is fire. Are we going to walk out of the fire like Prophet Ibrahim did, or are we going to stay here in this fire and be fuel for the fire, getting burnt over and over and over again, and wind up being nothing when it comes to the truth? Prophet Esau, teaching the life and the history of Prophet Esau is the way you get rid of this racial propagation that God had a son and he's white and his name is Jesus Christ. Ain't no such reality. What do we have to do to not feel like it's we're addicted to a baby truth? Our leader in his final battlefield lesson told us, do I have to worry about no racial stuff no more? The human being is crazy. Oh, I've lost their minds. So we are here now to do mental repair and give people back their true identity if they want it. We just come out of, like the brother was saying, out of Ramadan. Allah has gave Al-Islam as a favor to humanity, not no other religion, not no other way. not knowing other example other than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's stick to the message for real. It grows like everything else grows. Yeah, there's still people out there who need are under this storytelling and influence of not only of this so-called fictitious person of Jesus Christ, but a lot of us still under the illusion of Buddha, Ra, Neptune. Still have all their many gods, and those many stories have a lot of people still under their influence, to where it has drove them crazy now. They're not thinking about their skin color for real. As a father, they ain't waving their mind. They're trying to figure out why I can't understand. I know my skin color doesn't give me no superiority or no another gift. People are doing things because they are under the influence of the devil. And they're all looking for Allah. They are looking for the one God. They know all the many gods that they got. They have served their time and their purpose for the shaitan and the test that we have been going through. But the believers in one God will always, as Allah has shown us from Adam to now, the victory is already ours. All we got to do is go pick up the booty. And the booty is halal, meaning only what God permits. You got to the point in your development now where you're strong enough, you're intelligent enough, you can control your emotional makeup, your physical makeup, to where you don't have to commit adultery, fornication, lying. You don't have to do none of that no more. All you have to do is stay on the path of Al-Islam. And you are not to coerce nobody. You're not to bait nobody. You're not to destroy what they believe in. You are to live this life yourself as a model example that you are the right way to go as a community, as one soul. We can solve this problem overnight.
In seconds.
But we are so attracted that we can't see the future. Allah has said nowhere in his instruction. He said, live your life like it might be the last day, but also plan and live like you're going to live forever. He don't say nothing about the past other than let you use it as a means of research to show you what happens to those who let shaitan confuse them and keep them racially charged up, greedily charged up, envy charged up, etc. May Allah's peace and blessings upon us.
I'm doing it loud. We'll get ready to close. I'll say, wait. Allah says, who are Christian, our reward with God. People to believe what religion is. And the Quran says, in Al-Baqarah, people to believe in all the books that God. So may Allah bless us all. Get ready to close with a prayer. This is Tarak Manda Rafi. Oh, Lord, Allah, this most perfect call. This prayer that we offer, please bestow on Muhammad, me and the greatest. Please ever break Muhammad to the most exalted place, promise him. And please, Allah, bless us with the good in this world and good in the next. And please, Allah, keep us away from your hellfire. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back Saturday, God willing.